I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. This week, more than a million people descended on the nation's capital to witness the inauguration of the country's first black president. Some major sports figures were among the notables, including Hall of Fame football player Jim Brown, who joins us now from the nation's capital. Jim, welcome to News and Notes.
Well, it's very good to be on with you.
Given your activist background, this must have been a special moment for you.
Well, absolutely. A special time and a special moment, you know, at the inauguration. It's something that we've all hoped would be demonstrated in our country, and it has come about. But I don't really look at it as a racial breakthrough. I look at it as a confirmation that in America, if you work hard, if you're smart enough, you can create miracles. And that's what happened with Obama. He's a special person. A special man. He believes in human beings. He doesn't come from a racial point of view. He looks at the total picture, and he brings hope, and that's what I like to emphasize. But, of course, history is going to frame this in the context of race, and that's good because a lot of people deal with it that way. We now have the first African-American president, and I'll go along with that also.
Well, you know, there's been some discussion, Jim, about what President Obama owes to civil rights leaders, even to the role that actors like Sidney Poitier have played in making this possible. My question for you is, do you think that the first black president also owes anything to great sports figures, including you and Bill Russell, Kareem, Ali, and Jackie Robinson and the like?
Well, you know, in the broad context of things, we all owe people that went ahead of us something. Pioneers have always existed, you know. We succeeded from King George III in England, and that was a tremendous fight. And those people had to build this country. So the forefathers, you know, how are we going to ever forget them? So when you look at the civil rights movement and you look at all of the different type of leaders and you look at all of the struggles and you look at people dying and protesting, you look at the students, you know, leaving school to support freedom, equality, and justice. Of course, this president will have to recognize that, and he does recognize it. But what we have to recognize is that he took us to a different level based upon a broader perspective. It wasn't civil rights. It was really hope for all human beings and to make America a country where inclusion was a natural thing. And he didn't assume that people that did not have color didn't have needs also. So he looks at the needs of all human beings.
He may be the best friend sports has had in the White House in a long time, if not ever, because he's obviously likes to play basketball. You have NBA players now clamoring to get a chance to go and shoot a little hoop with the new president. What do you think he might be able to do impact-wise, Jim Brown, on sports?
I think he's going to have a tremendous impact on the mentality of the athletes. He is an athlete. He has style. He has grace. He likes the game. He can talk the talk and walk the walk. And what with that, there is an intellectual quality that so many of these young men refuse to develop in themselves. And I think they're going to understand that this is a Harvard man. Harvard is a tremendous, tremendous school. And his educational background is impeccable. His wife has a tremendous background. They're knowledgeable of history. And they had to have all of these things to ascend to that height. So these individuals who've just relied on their physical talents will have to realize that there's a lot of catching up they have to do. And I think with him, they won't mind doing it.
One final question. It's got to be about football, Jim Brown. It's this. You know, Mike Tomlin may be headed to become the second black coach to win the Super Bowl. But more than that, I'm sure your heartstrings are being torn about your beloved Cleveland Browns. The expectations were high at the beginning of the year. It ended on a disappointing note. Do you live and die with these guys still?
Well, I am, you know, I'll always be a Cleveland Browns, a Cleveland Brown, really. And naturally, I'm going to pull for them for the rest of my life. But I also recognize quality, and I recognize excellent play, and I recognize bad play. And whenever you have an opportunity to field a team, then that's what you want. And we fell, you know, we fell down miserably last year. And, you know, there will be new people that will hopefully bring the Browns back to the days of the great Otto Graham, you know, and those kind of teams. So, yes, I'm for them, but I can also admit that last year was not a good year.
And what about Tomlin, Mike Tomlin with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know what's great about that? You know, it's almost like once again we say he's black, but more than being black, he's young. And you have these young coaches that are coming in, and in 2 years he's in the Super Bowl. But more than all of that, and this backs up everything I said about Obama, Mr. Rooney created the Rooney Rule, and he hired Mike Tomlin. And the Rooney Rule have been responsible for so many of our black coaches getting jobs in the NFL. So when we look at the results, we got to look in behind the scenes and see who is pulling the strings from the power structure. And Mr. Rooney is a great example of a man who is in the power structure, could take his money, spend it, go live a great life, but he's still out there fighting for freedom, equality, and justice, and equal opportunity for black coaches. And I think it's a fantastic thing.
Well, clearly, the Rooney Rule forcing teams to at least interview minority candidates for coaching vacancies when they become open. Jim Brown, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jim Brown, one of the greatest there ever was in the game of football. He joined us from Washington, D.C.